power to make those connections as different people. Now, if you work or deal in the computer world, you know that there are basically two types of computers. One is IBM's, usually we call them PCs, and two is the Macintoshes, or Mac, as you may call them. Now, most of you probably know a lot better than I do that these two different types of computers are really hard to get them to communicate. Can anybody say amen to that? Yes. They're built and their design is totally different from the ground up. But it's possible if we work enough to get them to communicate with each other, and that's exactly what has happened in the context of a relationship between a woman and a man. We're wired completely different in many ways, but if we work hard enough, it is always possible to get us to communicate. As Jesus says, with God, all things are possible, Matthew 19. Well, the second thing that I would like to lift up this morning is the Genesis story teaches us that God created us for a, created us different for a purpose, to be a helper and a companion for our spouse. You see, the Adam and Eve story teaches us more about more than marriage. It teaches us about men and women and relationships as a whole. It teaches us that we are called to complement one another, stand alongside one another, minister to one another. Scripture, now this may surprise many of you. If you've been married for very long, it probably does not surprise you. But Scripture does not say that God designed a man and a woman to be unbelievably in love with each other. You know, that is a wonderful byproduct, and there are times in a marriage when you are unbelievably in love with one another. But there are times when you will question that love very deeply, and it will be the commitment that you make to one another that carries you through those times. So instead, Scripture teaches us that God designed marriage with a purpose in mind, and that purpose that we would be each other's helper and companion. His purpose is that we would be each other's helper and companion. If we look at verse 18 again in chapter 2 of Genesis, what was God's purpose in creating Eve? Anyone? What was God's purpose in creating Eve? Be his helpmate, right. There was not found a helper as his partner. Of all the animals in the world, there was not found a helper as Adam's partner. You know, those two sentences say a lot. It says that God created us for each other to be one another's companions, to be one another's helpers. For the remainder of this sermon, I want to focus in general of our needs so that we can at least have some common ground for the next 6 weeks. Being the kind of helpers and companions God had in mind way back there in Eden. Now, some of you may be familiar with this author, Willard F. Harley Jr. He's a Christian licensed clinical psychologist, and he specializes in marriage and family therapy, and he's written several books. His most popular and biggest seller was entitled His Needs, Her Needs. And I agree with one of his most basic suppositions in the book. In fact, it goes right to the point of today's message. He says that marriages start out irresistible and only become incompatible as a couple leaves each other's needs unmet. Now, I want you to think about that for a minute. Marriages start out irresistible and only become incompatible as a couple leaves each other's needs unmet. And that brings me to the foundational statement of today's lesson. If we are going to move our relationship back to where God desires them to be, then most of us will have to make the move from incompatibility to irresistibility, which requires serving one another's needs. If we're going to move our relationships back to where God desires them to be, then most of us will have to make the move from incompatibility to irresistibility, which requires serving one another's needs. You see, serving needs, serving needs pleases my spouse.